Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 41 people have died in a fire that broke out at a hospital in South Korea. Death toll expected to rise. More than 70 were injured in that blaze, 10 of them critically. Firefighters said the fire broke out today in the emergency room and quickly spread. In other news, President Trump has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians will ever resume. Made the remarks at a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he accused the Palestinians of disrespecting the United States after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas refused to meet with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence during his recent visit to the region.
The hardest subject they had to talk about was Jerusalem. We took Jerusalem off the table, so we don't have to talk about it anymore. They never got past Jerusalem. We took it off the table. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
President Trump recently said the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Palestinians also claim Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. White House has released a tale of what it characterizes as a compromise framework on immigration for lawmakers to either accept or reject. Immigration is a key issue which resulted in last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. government. United States urging Turkey to de-escalate tensions over the military operations in Syria and focus on the fight to defeat the Islamic State amid a growing distrust between the two NATO allies. Meantime, Turkey is pressuring the U.S. to stop its support for Kurdish fighters or risk confronting Turkish forces on the ground in Syria. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is reporting escalating violence in the Central African Republic as it's pushed forcibly, displaced many women and children inside and outside the country up to record high levels. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The fiercest fighting and greatest displacement is taking place in Central African Republic's northwest region. The UN peacekeeping mission reports clashes between two armed groups have forced some 65,000 people, mainly women and children, to flee to the city of Pau over the last 3 weeks. The charity, Doctors Without Borders, says it has treated more than a dozen victims of the fighting in Pau. One woman, it says, told them the armed men are known to kill adult men they encounter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Taliban, U.S. has issued sanctions on six Taliban and Haqqani Network militants as it's demanding more help from Pakistan to disrupt terrorist financing. The six include a former high-ranking official of Afghanistan's former Taliban government. All six have been involved in attacks on U.S.-led coalition forces, smuggling and financing terrorists. All property that they have in the United States is frozen, and Americans are barred from doing business with them. A group of scientists has moved the hands of a closely watched doomsday clock to 2 minutes to midnight, reflecting strong concern about the recent geopolitical events. That story now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
It was the second time the clock, created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, was moved forward since the 2016 election of U.S. President Donald Trump. At 2 minutes to midnight, the clock is at its closest to catastrophe since 1953. They cite dangers of a nuclear holocaust from North Korea's weapons program, U.S.-Russian entanglements, South China Sea tensions, and other factors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. civil rights group is suing the Department of Homeland Security here in Washington over its decision to end protection from deportation for thousands of Haitian immigrants. The NAACP's lawsuit alleges the decision to end what is known as temporary protective status is based on now on skin color and violates the Constitution to equal protection. Haitians were granted TPS in 2010 after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake devastated what was already the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. TSP, now the TPS that is, has since been extended several times because of other disasters in Haiti, including hurricanes and a cholera outbreak. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.